let me go over a few city council decisions for you. I promise I'm going to get better and get these like written up for you guys. But when I went to pull it out this afternoon again, it weren't in my drawer, so I didn't have it. City Council talked about the general plan at their last meeting. Had a lengthy discussion about the general plan. They scheduled a special work meeting for tomorrow night, which I just like had the epiphany that I think they didn't want you guys to have the last meeting in this building. So they're having a meeting in this building tomorrow night. They just had to get the last.
Hey, they want to close it down.
That was it, Mayor.
They want to close it down on a Friday night. Yeah. Be my guest.
So, me and the council will be here tomorrow night. You're welcome to join us.
Schedule a meeting at 10. You guys, come on.
Right after, yeah. So we'll be talking about the general plan again tomorrow night. They did approve the text change for the sports mixed use zone, if you remember, for the distance from residential. And they approved it with the 50 and the 500 feet, even though you guys had recommended the 500 feet for all residential. And they also approved the rezone for the RSL property to allow the signs. So, okay. There's that bit of information for you.
And the development
agreement. And the development agreement to allow the signs. So, the council will be receiving 3 or 4 development agreements next Wednesday night, and then we will very shortly start talking to you guys about them. sorry. To get you guys up to speed, they will be submitting, as soon as the council approves a general plan, then we'll probably receive 2 or 3 applications on some of these properties, you know, as they are ready to move forward. So get ready, those will start coming probably quickly. Big plans.
It's just hair.
On the Danzy property and then on the Adelin property, the property west of the high school. That we're calling Adelin. We'll probably show that to you guys in a work meeting. What are we talking about? The next meeting? In a couple weeks. We'll start getting that plan in front of you in a work meeting again just to get in front of you as quick as we can to start getting your feedback on it. The Danzy plan you guys saw 2 weeks ago.
But it's changed.
And it's changed. Yeah. They reduced the density actually quite a bit. So. Yeah, I think it was, what was it, like 3.7, 3.9 when you guys saw it? And now it's 2.8, I think. So they, yeah. They're listening. They really are.
And it really looks good.
Yeah.
Do you have something that you can send out to everybody, though, on that
updated
plan yet?
They have not given me anything yet. I've seen it, but they haven't given it to me yet. Like I said, as soon as we do, we're going to, get it done, guys. The other thing I wanted to ask you guys about. Oh, Jonathan, do you have that thing?
I used to.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me do one more thing first.
Do you want me to go print off?
Yes, can you?
I'll go do that, yeah.
Thank you. I just want to space that one. On a conditional use for a home occupation, for example, we email notices to the neighbors. If nobody complains, we don't hear anything, the staff makes the decision. If we hear from some neighbors, we have some concerns, then we schedule it for you guys. And what we always used to tell people is, if you want us to schedule this, then you need to show up at the meeting so the planning commission can hear your concerns. Mm-hmm. We don't let people speak, though, now on conditional uses. So we're having a little frustration because we're telling people, oh, you have complaints? Great, let's schedule it, come in, but then we don't let them talk. So we're kind of trying to figure out how the best way is to deal with that. If in those situations we need to let them speak, or if we need to change how we're dealing with those. I don't know. I just needed a little discussion with you guys to kind of figure out. Because it's confusing for people.
I think if there's complaints, we need to hear them.
Yeah, we need to hear them.
Whether that's written or...
Because, again, we can always just say send an email. We used to always tell people, look, you need to show up, because you guys would say, if nobody shows up, then you guys have kind of the opposite party. Well, if nobody shows up, nobody must care, and then you guys just approve it. Right. So we can't.
But
if we're
going
to have them show up, we need to let them talk. Or if you're fine with just getting an email, then that's fine, too. I just need to know.
There's some really petty things that are because they're the neighbor.
I agree.
Yeah.
That
I hate, you know, you're like, why are you bringing this forth? You're going to ruin your relationship. I've seen that many times, so anyway.
So, and we tried kind of, so we had one last week that we did. We sent it out. It was for an exception for a detached garage, which you guys said, again, we can just make that decision if there's no issues. We sent it out. We got a complaint. And they were talking about all kinds of issues with their neighbor. We're like, this exception is for this size of the garage. Do you have a problem with this size of this garage?
Not whether they
if you don't, yeah. And there was a million other things. And then they said, okay, no, fine then. You know what I mean? So again, so we try and nicely say, look, this, if it's the height or if it's the whatever, this is all they're asking for. Do you have a problem with that? So we try to, again, we try to bring it to you if it's just...
They're going beyond the standard.
Yeah, yeah. So we try and kind of vet that out, but...
Because it will happen.
But yeah. On businesses and things that are a complaint, I think we do need to hear, like, if it's a daycare or something, I mean, I know we see
yeah.
those, but I think we need to hear what the real issue is. Is it parking? Is it
yeah.
hours?
Okay.
Yeah,
but you're okay with an email and not having them, again, not letting them speak, or do you want to let them, I mean, you guys can always determine if you want to let them speak. We just need to be able to direct them, because when we tell them, then they're going to want to show up, and then they might be frustrated if they can't speak, so we just kind of need to know what
we're saying. I guess it depends on how well they detail the email. Like, if they yeah. just say, too many cars, you've got to have more than just that.
Okay.
No.
I don't, if it's related to the issue, I really don't care. I mean, they're not going to get petty if it's related to
if we make sure it's really focused on
right.
that, yeah.
But if it's not in my backyard, then... You know
well,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, in the last one we had, the lights shining from...
On the home occupation,
you know what I'm
yeah.
saying? The lights shining... Well, the business isn't running, and that's shining. That's, to
it's
me, that's...
house stuff.
Right,
yeah.
It's already there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So...
Did we used to allow them to speak? When did that change recently, or...
We changed it after the
yeah, we've had after some trainings. I mean, a conditional use is not a public hearing,
yeah.
so we technically don't need to take any public comment. And sometimes we were, kind of being a little, so the last,
subjective
it's been a while,
it's
yeah.
when we went to
been,
that, the city meeting
yeah.
downtown, and that,
yeah.
that's when we decided, we decided to change it.
So we haven't taken public comment on conditional uses for a while.
My preference is I agree. We want to hear them, but my preference is to have them send an email,
get a good email
detailing
yeah.
their concerns,
pictures if they can or
with,
whatever. Yeah,
with the proposed application.
Yeah,
and how you know what they think it is that needs to be addressed, or at least conditions that this body can put to help mitigate if they have
okay.
those factors.
Yeah.
But I think an email.
So we need to try talking through.
I would. I would still encourage them to come and hear the discussion on the item.
Yeah.
I think you let them know that this is the avenue to submit your concerns is via email.
Okay.
And that the Planning Commission will talk about them there. And it's very possible that this body could have more questions as a result.
So you might
want to
be there,
yeah,
to help
so
them, yeah.
There may be an actual, I do see a potential opportunity for us to actually ask a little more, either for clarification or because
yeah.
it warrants more questioning.
Okay.
But again, I don't think we should make a practice of just telling them to come so they can do it. I think they need to submit it. And that helps to pare down the stuff of,
right.
and it gives staff
kind of go through,
an opportunity
yeah.
to kind of filter through those. But again, I think it's still important to follow that up with, we encourage you to be there to be part of the conversation, or to at least hear the conversation.
Yeah.
This, you know, after you've presented those facts. So.
Okay. I think that helps. I think that gives us some.
So,
okay.
What's the difference between if I can comment in an email?
I know.
And if I can comment in person?
I know. Donald Trump shouldn't do it either. You should do all of it. Because if there's no public hearing, then really what is on the record? Should any of their email comments even be part of the record? So there's, it depends, yeah.
As long as you can distinguish between a public clamor
right.
and something that's a detrimental
yeah.
effect, I guess if you want to hear a public comment, I wouldn't have it be a full public hearing.
Hearing, right. It'd be just public comment.
And the problem is people are going to get up and say, traffic, well, it means nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I really, for me, I think, you know, if it's a like if they actually had a complaint, I think it makes sense to let them do it somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we just do that, you know, I think.
Well, I think you found that most of the people send the email. We'd rather just send an email than come.
Right, and that's how we used to kind of be able to filter through it. Because mm-hmm. say, if you want to come, we're going to schedule for a meeting, but you need to come and be able to let the Planning Commission know what your concerns are. Mm-hmm. And then most of them would say, no, I don't want to come to a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
They can just do an email. It's a little bit easier to... We'll look at it. We've talked about changing the notice, too, again, so maybe it's a little more clear about what we're...
Well,
maybe actually putting the conditional
the
use standards
issue,
right in the
yeah.
notice or something.
Right.
If you have a complaint related to, you know, the standards here, then explain what your issue is.
And that's kind of, I was just kind of thinking a little bit along those lines in my head that obviously the more education you provide people, the more that they might realize that their complaint really isn't even a complaint. It's
right.
just a gripe.
Yeah. Right.
It's a frustration. Mm-hmm.
And that may take most of those away if they actually look at the standards that they're going to be measured against in terms of being granted that.
And maybe we put some of that mitigate the detrimental effect kind of language.
And that was the other thing
yeah.
I was thinking too is to let them know it's not just do you have an issue with the proposed business, it's can you quantify a potential detrimental effect as a result of this being approved, which then would be this body's responsibility to determine if we can mitigate that or
right.
not.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, again, helping to educate them of really what parameters we have to work in and having that information available to them would, I think, take away a significant amount of those.
Okay. We'll do some work on that. There was something else. Oh, we did receive an application for another residential treatment facility. So you guys will be seeing that at your meeting in September.
I heard that. It's by my house.
It's kind of by your house.
So what?
You know where the boys up by the cove is? They bought another property up in the same area.
Is there not a ordinance that
nope.
restricts how far up?
Nope.
Then you try and restrict the
nope.
What happens?
Yeah.
Well,
it's federal government mandate.
Yeah.
No, I know that, but I mean like as far as the distance from
nope.
another...
We did receive an application of a resident wanting to change it, and we can't.
Yeah, we can't add any kind of distance to it.
Because at some point, that thing's going to, where that is, it'll just expand, and it won't be a residential treatment facility. It'll be a its own, it'll be it'll be a campus. And
so let me just give you two bets on this. They're going to come and make a request for a reasonable accommodation.
Yep.
They have to put on the dog and pony show and satisfy the requirements.
Mm-hmm.
If they do, you have to give it to them.
Yeah.
They don't deny it. But I'll give you some more.
We'll work through that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do we think we want to do this like last time? Maybe have Tina come in again and have her help them? We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if we decide they come back, we certainly will.
Right.
Maybe after they trigger
you. I might want to do that.
Like
I think it's always
months.
Good. It helps you guys, I think, to have them help you write the decision and stuff. So
which one?
That's for the first one.
Oh, the first. That wasn't here, but
that was.
Oh, yeah, I got named in a lawsuit and everything. It's
yeah.
awesome.
We all
you guys
all
it's exciting.
Individually.
Yeah, we built out
in your capacity individually. Well, when they came
yeah,
to my house,
spend the weekend and just slammed
uh-huh.
it.
All right.
Yeah, the
new
slammer
is
nice,
right?
The new
slammer
is nice, right?
Yeah.
So, be all right.
Let's run through this agenda. You guys have any questions on the first item? She submitted some additional information for you guys.
Some pictures.
Site plan. She is still requesting to not have to add a bathroom. And I really think that's up for you guys to determine. You know, a lot of times I think these kind of home occupations, special home occupations, are like, I don't know, like the landscape business or something. I mean, they're not working in the house. I think it's a little bit different. These people, I think, will be in and out of the house a lot. So, again, I think it's up for you guys to make that determination whether to need to add that restroom or not. The 6 commercial lots. Oh, this is the same Anthem commercial on the north side of the road that we talked about last time. This is just the plat for those 6 lots. I shouldn't have any questions or concerns about that one.
Which
we made a mistake and didn't have them on the same agenda. That was our bad. So
that's okay.
They really should have been put that.
Yeah.
We're going to have to penalize you for that tonight.
tell us what you want to see built there. We'll
2.3 and 2.4 is the Anthem 179. What are we calling this? Big Ben?
Big Ben.
Big Ben. You guys asked for parks information. They brought that back. They were able to fix those kind of wonky, crooked lots on the side there. They talked to fire and they were able to fix those. They showed just some examples of how the homes fit. You guys kind of asked for that, showed setbacks. I think they got everything you guys asked for, so. The fence exhibit, they put that in there. Any questions on that one? And then the fencing materials.
So I kind of do slightly have one, but it's not related to them. I understand they kind of tie this into what it is, but in the future, how do we protect ourselves from something like this?
From which part of it?
The lots.
The number of lots or the...
Water stub lines into... So that's something I have a question for me. I don't know if I'd ask you or engineering. I know we can always say, yes, it's at your own risk.
And we told them it was at their own risk, but then, of course, what are we going to do? We can rip it out. So
it really becomes our risk. And so,
I don't think any of us would prefer to do that again. And if it hadn't been the school, I don't think we would have. I mean, you know what I mean? I think that was kind of a special circumstance.
I don't think we would have approved anything like that in the future without having...
I don't think so either.
Do you think this is just the one-off?
Bond for a mill and overlay kind of a thing. Right, if it's worst-case scenario, they have to change the sewer laterals to get there.
Well, no, because
the sewer we're really kind of tied into the whole layout.
Sorry,
yeah.
It's just the water, right?
It's just the water.
Those are water, yeah.
So,
that's what I mean. I apologize. We have to put those in and mill overlay and a bond for it.
Yeah, that we would prefer to never do that again. They would prefer never to pick any either. I mean, it wasn't
got boxed in the corner.
Preferable for anybody.
So, Brent, you're selling the 179?
Yes.
Is that a condition that they get development agreements accorded?
Okay. Add that to the PUD condition. Subdivision PUD number 12. Record the Anthem development agreement. Mm-hmm. So I need.
Yeah.
Subject to my win.
So I bet you whatever Tomlin.
This could be good.
Yeah. In the sole and absolute discretion.
There you go.
It always amazes me.
Where are the pickleball courts? Not pickleball, it's bocce ball.
Oh yeah, I saw that. But where's the pickleball? That's the
main. That would be fun.
Court for bocce ball.
There is a court in here for bocce
ball. I mean,
have you guys seen the Bluffdale Park?
Not yet.
With all of their pickleball courses, there's like 20.
Oh, yeah.
It's really? Where's that one at?
It's
on 27
West,
right next to North Star.
Oh, it's
straight south.
Right
up bigger.
You got a big water.
It's huge. Their water feature is way too close to the slip and slide, so the kids go get wet, and then they go down these huge slides,
uh-huh.
And they come out shooting out of their faces.
Yes,
and
they do. The best they do.
I saw like 3 or 4 kids bleeding. It's bad. I don't think they thought that was true.
Total side.
Oh, there's cookies. Yeah,
total side note.
Open it up there, Doc.
To the pickleball courts.
Oh,
yeah. So I do know that Bluffdale, for years, as part of their old West days, has done a 3-on-3 basketball tournament, and they get like 5 teams to sign up each year. So this year they scrapped it, and with the new part, they try a pickleball tournament. They had like 65 teams sign up for the pickleball tournament.
That's crazy. How fun.
That whole thing was full of pickleball people. Is that big a deal?
I thought we should approve things. Pickleball playoffs and stuff. Meet over there.
Bunch of middle-aged guys in their shorty shorts out there.
Okay. Any more questions on the 179? Okay, no more. On the last one is the fencing materials. So we talked last time about you wanted to keep a list of permitted and a list of prohibited. We were trying to just add a few more to the permitted to make sure we were kind of covering everything. I was going through it, and then I was like, we have the new ordinance. So I pulled up the new ordinance, and oh, wait, it's all in here. So this is basically exactly what the new ordinance has in it. The only thing we added was wrought iron, because we didn't have wrought iron in there before, so I added that. And then you can see how we just kind of reformatted it, which I actually like. And instead of making chain link kind of separate at the bottom, you just add it to that list of prohibited. So the chain link becomes just number 5 in that list of prohibited, except for recreational uses. So it just takes all of that. The Planning Commission can approve special chain link, blah, 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 blah. We just took all that out. Because you're never probably going to approve it ever, anyway. So.
I get that. Do we want to still have the black coated thing? I know that's kind of in the. We don't approve chain link.
That's true.
It's
and I think it says.
Black coated. So I'm just saying.
I don't have it. Let me pull it up when we get in there. Because I think under the recreational section it says that. That it has to be the black. So let's just make
under
sure.
Under 10.29.9.
Yeah. Let's just make sure that it says that. Yeah. If not, yeah, we can add that.
Yeah.
Can
I just
add one thing on that? Because I have nothing to do with that.
Uh-huh.
But, so for instance, like on our 179, we have the school there who puts up a black
chain
link.
Yeah.
So I don't think we have any instances where this is an issue over there. But if you had it where. They, you know, they install a fence. You don't have a choice,
right?
And you don't allow double fencing, which I
right.
totally get. If that, if they stop, say, mid-lot, and you're that homeowner, you might want to finish it, right? Because they just fence what they need to fence. So you may want to allow yourself some wiggle room in a weird exception like that. Because if not, then you're going to have some half lot of vinyl chain or black-coated chain link and then a six. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. Again, I'm not asking you to
put that. Any kind of loophole in there, though, then we just...
To be honest, and I know the double-sided fence, but they're around all the schools. I don't know if you've noticed.
They're all double.
Are they all double?
They're double. And I actually think it's a... To be honest, if you're realistic, if you have a bunch of kids in your backyard, you're going to want to have a fence.
Most of them.
But there's one where, like, I know by Providence Hall, all the kids know what the dog on the corner's name is. That's how much they play with it. And the dog is, like, worn its complete grass out because... All those kids just play with it through the fence. So what I'm saying is that we may want to actually mitigate a better plan of what we want next to schools because you are going to get double fences no matter what we
say. And it always depends on right if the school's there first or if the houses are there first. And
because it,
in the
it
school.
Really is.
Yeah.
And I actually watched it. That one lot those people tried to sell, it would not sell because you could tell people wanted that fence and some privacy, and they were right there next to that school. So I'm saying, I think we need to come up with what we want, because otherwise you are going to get a double fence and it's going to be patchwork. I know we can't mitigate anything on the school.
I know, and the school has always been willing to work with us and you know and talk about it. So it.
They won't do vinyl though. I mean, we've talked to them before because of just get kids punched through.
Honestly, I think we need to come up with something for those schools or those residents, because otherwise.
Electrics.
it's a problem we're going to
use for horses.
Put your tongue.
Now we're going to have it forever.
Will the school put slats in the fence? I mean, is that even a better option, at least just to give them privacy?
Those white slats.
The colored ones that on the chain link?
I've seen that, but I don't know if that's
I don't know
school.
If it's a better option.
I'm trying to think. It's over Butterfield. I think there's slats in that fence along the east side of that neighborhood there.
I've never seen the school do it. They may, though.
But they may let the homeowners
do it. I've seen
it.
Homeowners do it. Yeah, certainly.
Yeah, I don't know who put the slats in.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we need to...
Fences by schools?
We need to figure out what we're going to do, because as we get more and more and more schools, you're going to see...
Are we
going to
build more schools?
Yeah.
At least you have more.
Have you seen them?
And then... No, actually, probably...
There's two more just in the...
There's two more, I just
going to
say.
Down.
There's at least two more.
Well,
there.
And it's even the current schools, they're going to have issues if we don't start doing something about it.
We should just get
him
to do
precast. Yeah, that
could just popped in my head 30 seconds ago. Precast it is!
Isn't that always the better answer?
With barbed wire on the top.
There you go.
Just something to think about.
Yes.
And an elevated guard shaft.
But this looks good.
Yep.
I'm worried about it.
Yeah, this was just to get this. But yeah. Speaking of the whole ordinance, you guys have all read all of your chapters.
It's in my bathroom.
Yeah.
Stop.
So you can't go any further. We are still trying to figure out the adjusted date of the joint work meeting.
You're welcome.
I thought we had a date, and then I realized that I'm out of town that week, so weird.
Oh, so you...
I know. I had to blame myself on that one.
Can you resend it to me? Because I think you sent it out before you corrected my email. But I checked today, and I couldn't tell
the dates.
So. Score note, okay. Someone else.
And then I think, you know, I gave him too many dates. That was the problem, because then you all responded with different dates. Let's narrow this down a little bit. So okay. I will maybe send out a new email.
Who's available this day?
Yeah.
And then pull it back.
And then if we're going to decide, is it more important to have all my council there or all the commission there? How many can I get there? It's
more important.
Garlic sauce.
Sorry.
Okay. That's all we have on the agenda. You guys have anything else? Oh! Sorry, Jonathan, it's got one more thing. Okay. Remember what this is. Okay. Oak Hollow, we approved this subdivision a while ago. They... No, the issue was with the county, right? With the drainage. Do you want to explain why the change came about?
Why don't we just hand it out to everyone?
Do you have copies of it?
I do, yeah.
Wow. Just pass them around.
Okay, pass them around and then explain the change.
The one I'm handing out on the front is what was it?
So remember that parcel B is where they were going to put their detention kind of in the middle, and that was their open space?
Yep.
That parcel B kind of right in the middle?
Yeah. So what was approved is what's on one side. Okay. And you'll notice parcel B, where it's located, is somewhat central, which is where, I'm going to say they had their pavilion, but a detention pond essentially is where.
And they'd have a pavilion. They were supposed to put some amenities and stuff there, yeah.
And so, as you know, water goes downhill. And so the problem with that is you have the downhill part of the site is all the way to the north east. So there was a large segment of that development that could not
work
over the detention pond and the restricted flow. County said you're exceeding the allowable flow. So if you'll flip it around, this is their fix. Parcel B moves to the north, and they place their pond up there. They keep the pavilion, and they kind of show it actually in that particular copy. And their pond is on that parcel. We have a maintenance access road to it, as well as...
So they have the same amount of lots. They actually have a little bit more open space. It was a couple hundred square feet more open space than the previous plan. We checked out for it.
So the open space with the new plan increased from the previous approved plan. Parcel B went from 35 square feet forward. It's now 13,785. So like 700 square feet
more open space.
Same pavilion. Number of the lots remain the same. Setbacks line. So the additional lot that was created in the middle, not additional lots.
I was a little concerned that a house wouldn't fit like on that
lot
211.
The lot that you swapped, yeah. So there's a funky looking lot there, but they're going to have that lot, number 211.
So I had to put the setback lines on there just to kind of make sure that they...
And then 224 will front on Oak Crossing Way. Keep it off the curb of Winding Oak Drive. The question they have is...
Engineering, you know, they need to make this change going through engineering. We just wanted to bring it back to see if you guys had any major heartburn with it, wanted us to bring it back to you on an agenda, or if you're just good with this change in engineering.
What is considered minor enough?
Or is it, quote, a minor change?
Minor change.
So they're detention.
I remember saying, why aren't you putting it there?
And I think in their minds, they probably wanted the open space in the middle. They weren't thinking that detention, that water goes downhill. So, I mean, I don't...
So that where it says detention extends into city-owned parcel, is there existing detention there?
No, there's not.
So they're not tying into an existing and expanding. They're actually going to create it and use part of that parcel.
That's right. So we see this often where detention sometimes kind of changes the concepts. Sometimes we can we're able to, we can do without having to change the concept whatsoever. In this case, it looks appears it's changed the concept.
I honestly don't have an issue with the big super 224.
With the fronting?
Just, that's just like, 220, I mean, 211's small, but at least it feels like a regular lot. Like, the buildable area is small.
Right.
But 224 is just, I don't know what else you'd do. It's just weird.
I wonder if they could slide it over, because 223 is plenty big. You know, it has a 100.
It looks like they're just trying to use those three lots to make it up, and that's fine. I just, I don't know. I hate lots like that, to be honest. I'd rather have 211 than be a little bit bigger, but it's probably as good as it can be. As long as, I mean, they have an address off of the other winding up drive. Yeah. So as long as you guys can straight.
Yeah, we should get rid of that.
Just both the crossing, it's probably going to be as good as it can be.
You say you want to address 224 addressed off of
Colorado. Just leave an address on Oak Crossing so that you don't try and front the other way.
Got it.
And put no access along that road or something like that. Just to,
I could
see somebody
corner.
Trying to do
yeah.
like a weird corner front and try to put the house on the side. So it's minor enough in my opinion. It's minor-ish. It's a little on the major, but I don't know what else.
I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Is that considered a minor change?
Yep.
Okay.